from KQED.
So when someone says philanthropist, what comes to mind? A wealthy person donating tons of cash at a gala, or tech titans putting their names on buildings? KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports on a group of Latina women in San Francisco claiming that title philanthropist in a different way.
Claudia Hernandez grew up in an immigrant family in San Jose with little money.
And so we were living in one room, the six of us, for 8 years. And so it was really difficult for us to have any resources, but I knew that my parents really supported my education, and I knew that that's what I needed to get.
She got her college degree with financial aid from nonprofits like the Hispanic Scholarship Fund. Now at 26, she works at Facebook, managing projects, and feels more financially stable than ever.
I'm a product of all that help from these organizations, and that's why I want to give back now, because I know that so many people need it.
A friend told her about a group of Latinas donating together in something they call a giving circle. Each person contributes $85 a month, and they decide where to invest it. Hernandez jumped in.
Welcome.
Hi.
Now she's sitting with 15 other women around a long wooden table. They're here to listen to funding pitches from nonprofits that support women and girls of color.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, great. Hello, everyone. My name is Anibet Martinez, and I am one of the co-founders of the Radical Monarchs.
Martinez tells the donors that she started her organization because of her daughter, Lupita.
So she's been attending marches since before she could walk, and so I started to kind of think about what would it look like if there existed a scouting troop that actually centered young girls of color and their identity, and actually the girls earned badges based on social justice movement.
This scouting troop's badges have names like Radical Bodies, where the girls take a self-defense class, and Radical Entrepreneurship, about how to start a business. Lupita is standing here with her mom, wearing a brown beret. She gets a question.
What was your product for your entrepreneurial?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We made, like, this body oil. We put, like, flowers in it, and we put it in a nice little vase, and we made lip balm, too. And it smelled really good.
Martinez has been running her organization for 2 years as a volunteer. Now they need money to continue and expand. That need for resources is something a lot of small nonprofits struggle with. And organizations serving Latinos get only a tiny portion of the billions that foundations grant each year in the U.S., according to people that track philanthropic giving. That's a gap Leticia Dorado is trying to help fill with her own dollars. She's a middle school teacher and traces giving to her roots.
I think my abuelita was a giver. My grandma would feed everyone in the neighborhood. Our family's always giving and not limited, even when we are very limited on resources at times, from income, from housing, from food.
Many immigrant communities have a very rich culture of giving. They just might not call it philanthropy.
Masha Cherniak is with the Latino Community Foundation. She helped set up the Giving Circle in San Francisco and a dozen more in Fresno, Modesto, L.A., and other parts of the state.
Who are we to ask others to invest in our community if we're not going to invest ourselves?
So we have 10,000, 14,000.
At the Giving Circle meeting, Cherniak writes on a whiteboard how much money the women voted to give four Bay Area nonprofits that pitched them for funds today.
How do you guys feel about that breakdown? Do you
want Radical Monarchs gets $10,000. The other three groups split
$36,000. What do you think? Awesome. Yeah. Are you proud? Woo!
Claudia Hernandez, the young tech professional, says she's inspired.
I definitely would say I'm a philanthropist now.
It's not just about the money. She also plans to invest her time and skills to make a difference. For KQED News, I'm Farida Javala Romero.